Proclamation number 6084, dated the October 20th, 1954. Serious words from the Heavenly Father. Physician. Medicine. What I administer is a truly beneficial medicine for your soul which enables its recovery and makes it suitable for eternal life and beatitude. Yet what good is it to you if you don't use it? If you indeed know its healing power but don't utilize it, what is the use of listening to my word if you don't live accordingly? If therefore the strength of my word cannot take effect on you, you have a most effective means of healing but don't put its effectiveness to the test. You seek advice from me as your soul's physician but don't follow my instructions and thus cannot get better although you are under the care of a good physician. You don't want to live up to my advice and therefore remain in a miserable state, and your soul's hardship remains undiminished. It is to suffer because you deny it help. And the soul's suffering results in earthly adversity. For thereby I want you to think about the fact that your way of life is wrong, that it puts your soul at risk and that it ought to beware not to lose its life. Yet I can only ever offer you what will help your soul. If it doesn't accept my medicine, it will remain sick and in a wretched state and unable to enjoy the spiritual life. This is why hearing my word will not benefit you greatly as long as you don't make any effort to live accordingly, for you will only receive strength when you put my word into practice by fulfilling my commandments of love. Only when you carry out deeds of love on earth will you be permeated by my strength of love yourselves, and that also signifies your soul's recovery. It signifies a state of life and strength and light. I would like all of you to attain this and therefore seriously admonish you to take my words to heart and act accordingly. I caution you not to treat your soul's life carelessly but to straightway provide it with the strength it needs to get well again. I exhort you to ask me for help if you are unable, if you are too weak, to accomplish your will. I will provide you with the strength if only you turn to me with complete confidence, if you call upon me with your heart and confess your weakness. For I am always your physician and helper who will never leave you at the mercy of your fate but wants to save those who are ailing in body and soul. Amen.